Hi, welcome to Education for All. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. We welcome you to this special edition of our show. It is our one-year anniversary. We actually aired the last Monday of January 2014, and so now we're on the last Sunday or the last week in January 2015. So we thank you for joining us for our anniversary edition. We try to make this show really, really special. I looked at all the ratings from the previous episodes in 2014, and we picked our highest rated viewer, guest, and that guest is Mr. Odie Smith with New Beginnings Employment Organizers. You all listen to him strong, and I know he has a nice, solid following. So we wanted to just show thanks and appreciation for him and the message that he brought us last year with reviewing resumes and talking about interviewing and just what parents and adults need to know as far as interviewing and job skills and landing that perfect job for you. So we thank you for joining us. Our goal on the Education for All radio show is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., Minister Pat Sand, and Ron and Delilah Wilkinson. Also, our corporate sponsor, founding CEO, TV and radio personality and recording artist, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of Willful Music and the Young Fly and Save Movement. Please visit his website at www.williemoorejr.org. We also want you to know that if you have a product or a service for parents and families, or you want to become a program sponsor, please contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. Also, for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit the website at www.educationforallinc.com. Want to let you know, as part of our announcements, that Education for All has recently been featured on the St. Louis Cooks blog. So visit thestlouiscooks.com. That's thestlouiscooks.com. On their blog, Angie Sievers, who is also our partner in partnership with Education for All, she's one of our writers, and she writes about nutrition and family activities that you can do with your kids. And her blog post is featuring Education for All. Great article, also great recipes. So visit thestlouiscooks.com blog so that you can get your family in the kitchen. We also are hosting a Missouri Spring College tour on May the 12th. This is a really great opportunity for students in grades 7 through 12 to explore college options. It's never too early to do that. We will visit Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, or SIUC, and Southeast Missouri State University, also known as SEMO. As part of this day trip, we will visit Lambert's, home of the Throw Rolls in Sykeston, Missouri, which is near SEMO. So we will visit that and just have a very great time enjoying each other's fellowship and also with learning more about college preparation. And the reason we started in seventh grade is because you can take the ACT and the SAT as early as seventh grade. So parents, we want you to know that, and we also want to encourage you to get your child prepared for college early. This is an all-inclusive trip with continental breakfast, campus visit journal, college tours, transportation, snacks, and lunch at Lambert's. And it is only $125 for each student. And it is also $75 if a parent or guardian wants to attend. Space is limited, so please contact me at Carletta at educationforallinc.com as soon as possible. Again, this trip is on May the 12th. And that may be spring break for some of you, and if not, because it is an educational tour, you can always talk to your school's counselor and attendance office for your child to be able to receive an excused absence for that day. We want to welcome our guest today. Today's topic is Jumpstart Your Children's Career Now. We want to make sure that, again, parents, you keep in mind that it is never too early to begin preparing your child for his or her future. So we welcome our guest, Mr. Odie Smith. Hi, Odie. Welcome to the show this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Washington, and congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of that. You played a very special part in our journey last year, and we really appreciate all that you're also doing within the community.
Oh, thank you so much. And I thank you because you're part of it also, and we look up to you.
Thank you. Well, before we begin, would you like to give our listeners out there just a brief overview of your background and the services that you provide for the community?
Yes. I am the executive director of New Beginnings Employment Organizers, and we are located in Blackjack, Missouri. That's 50 Blackjack Court, that's Florissant, Missouri, 63033. And our telephone number is 314-355-JOBS. That's 314-355-5627. And what we do at New Beginnings is we assist individuals in finding employment. Our clients are the unemployed, the underemployed, high school students, college students, interns, senior citizens. So everybody is our client. And what we do is we write professional resumes, professional cover letters, and we assist in all types of employment assistance, meaning that we will be with you, we work with you one-on-one until you find that job. We have right now about 2,000 jobs on our website, and these jobs are professional jobs, these jobs are labor jobs, and we have a lot of customer service and CNA positions, you know, RN positions. And our clients are not just in St. Louis, but they're all over the U.S., and we have over 400 clients right now. And last year, we assisted 117 individuals with finding employment. So that's what we do. We're the only place in Missouri that you can come, get a resume, cover letter, employment assistance without being part of a program. We don't make you go through any classes. It's all walk-in, or you can call in, make an appointment, just come on through.
Wow, that is really great. Well, we want to talk today about how parents can help their kids jumpstart their career. You know, sometimes parents think, oh, our kids have a lot of time. We don't have to rush this thing. You let them be kids. But we know that kids really want to work. When they're young, they're nice little helpers around the house and in the neighborhood and at their church and so forth. They're involved in many different activities. They have opportunities for community service. And then as they get older, when they start hitting the age of 14, when they can get that worker's permit, 14 and 15, then the kids are eager to go to work. So let's talk about what parents can do to assist our young people, because I'm also finding that as I'm at different restaurants and the malls, a lot of young people are looking for work, but the attire, not so much a message of I'm work ready and hire me. Their language, not necessarily that their foul language or anything like that, but just their English skills, their writing skills, or they're not familiar with how companies are going more to paperless applications and they're online. So, you know, unfortunately, our young people just look a little lost, and I kind of want to just pull them off when I see them and give them a few tips. But let's talk from the professional point of view, you know, things that you've seen and what you would advise parents to do in terms of helping their children to be successful and to get a jump start on their career now.
Okay. One of the things that when I talk to individuals, adults, about finding a niche, finding something that they're interested in doing, and finding something that they're qualified or skilled to do, you know, I ask them, well, what are your goals? What is it that you really want to do? And that's one of the things that we can teach our children. You know, we teach our children how to dream. You know, we can teach them on the interests finding out the interests that they have in their lives, you know, find out and discover the attitudes that they have about the world, about people, about work.
Mm-hmm.
Because our children see us leaving every day, going to work, and then coming home. And sometimes when we arrive to the house, we have an attitude from a hard day's work. Well, our kids see that.
Right.
And that's going to be a big negative effect and kind of scare them and push them away from thinking about work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my father always said, well, whatever you do, son, I've already done it, so don't do it. And whatever I do, my son is watching me. So whenever my son, if I'm doing something and I'm not supposed to do, my son is watching me, my daughter is watching me, my wife is watching me. And if they see me having a difficult time because of my job, if they see me, if I'm on the phone talking to a client in a rough way, that's going to affect them. That's going to make them think about, well, maybe I don't want to work. Maybe I'm not ready. Well, the best thing to do is just find out what your child's interests are. You know, you don't have to teach them about careers. Just teach them about the right career. And you know your child. You know how they think. You know how they work. You know how they play. And you just take note of that. My wife and I, we teach our children ownership. You know, we've taught our son to have an entrepreneurial mind, you know, to be an owner. You know, you want to be your boss someday. But right now, you're working for someone. But years later, you know, years from now, you're going to own your own, work towards that. But it's never, never too early to teach a child about the workplace, you know, about what goes on in a particular career. And exploring different career paths with your child, that's a great idea. That's an incredible step to make. You know, talk to them about, you know, blue collar, white collar. Talk to them about all types of career paths there are. Because you may spark something in their mind or maybe in their interest, you know. And us, we as parents, you know, we know exactly what our child is interested in. So I think it's never too early. We should just teach our child to dream.
And, you know, I like when you said parents have to be careful with their attitudes towards their careers and jobs. So if we're not happy, we need to do something about it. Because often we could lose a potential, a really good potential employee to a career field because of how we're responding. I know, for instance, being in education, I've often seen several educators who they are okay with their with what they're doing, but then they kind of they don't steer their kids in that direction. It's not that we have to make our kids go in the direction if we're an educator or a barber or, you know, we own our own business, et cetera. But we do want them to know we're getting up for each day. We chose this career because we like it or this job because we like it. Yeah, there should be some sort of satisfaction that they see. So I like that because there are a lot of people who would be great educators, but their parents have steered them out of that field. Yet they remain in it, which is not such a good sign. So if it's not right for you, maybe it could be right for your child. But, you know, if that's where your child really wants to go. So I like that you talked about the parents' attitude towards their jobs and careers because the kids do watch that, and that can deter them from, you know, becoming an educator or becoming you know, following in their parents' footsteps.
Right. And speaking on your level as an educator, you know, one of the things that I talk about in some of my speeches is the importance of an educated employee. And when you bring it back to a child, you know, when you prepare a child for a career, that will allow them to focus on education as a career path. Because education is the pathway to good employment.
That is so true. The same skills that the children are learning in school, they do need for that job, future career job. And I think I mentioned before in past episodes of the show that there was one of my favorite episodes that deals with education and careers was on Good Times, where James, the father, he came home, he was disappointed, he was really excited, he left home excited about the job, but then he came home frustrated because he wasn't sure about some of the words and how to spell them, and he mentioned that he didn't know how to spell some of the words to put on the application, and then the words that he did know how to spell, he wasn't sure that those would be the right words to even put on the application, that they would even apply. And I think at the same time, that was the episode where JJ was going to be passed along, even though he didn't earn his education and his promotion, he was going to be passed along on his senior year. And yes. So, you know, it does make a huge difference when you're completing applications. But, you know, I also know that was a different time and era when we look at a James Evans, where they came from families who were not too far removed from slavery, not too far removed from being sharecroppers, and also where the children often had to drop out of school at fifth or sixth grade to take care of their family. So today, when students have they're entitled to a free public education, it's really disheartening when our students come out of school and they're not reading and writing and they can't understand and comprehend the applications, and they don't have the job skills. So what would you tell parents who may be going through that experience now with their kids who are in school?
One thing I would say is you don't want to push your child to think about a career path, you know, to push something onto them. I see a lot of parents pushing their children into football teams, you know, learning how to play
yes.
football, you know, and that gets me. I was never that parent. I always allow our son to pick and choose what sport he wanted, and then we supported him fully after that. So it really gets me when I see someone trying to force feed a child a career or force feed
right.
a child interest. Just because it was the parent's interest doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be that child's interest.
Mm-hmm.
So some need to back away and give them room. Just give them the option. Allow them to see all the different options there are. Allow them to match their interest to a career.
And I like that. And there are different resources. So parents, you can go through employment services such as New Beginnings. You can contact your child's counselor. You can also visit actstudent.org, and you can look through their career preparation and their career planning and college planning sections. And they list several different types of work opportunities that are available for students in the various fields of expertise, such as dealing with data, dealing with people, et cetera. And those tools are free. They're online. So parents, I encourage you to utilize those sites, actstudent.org and collegeboard.com. And again, also visit employment agencies and services so that you can get some information for your child and participate in the Take Your Child to Work Day. You know, it's actually Take Your Daughter to Work Day, but some parents are bringing their sons as well. And we need to bring the boys. You know, there are jobs and positions out there that they're not aware of either. So those are great ways for your children to learn more about what you do and spend some quality time with you as well. And see another side of you besides what they see at home as just mom or dad.
I agree with that.
So when it comes to employment for young people, what are you finding as the most, I guess, the area where there's the most opportunity for young people who are in high school or college or just graduating? What fields are you seeing most receptive for those age groups? And how do the students help to make themselves stand out in that career, in that area?
Well, there's a couple of things that I see with a lot of young people right now, a lot of young adults. And one of them is, like you mentioned, their dress code. A lot of young adults don't realize exactly what to wear to an interview or how they're supposed to behave in the interview, how they're supposed to sit and look and feel and smell and behave to different and difficult questions, you know, where they put their hands, how they are supposed to show respect, you know, how to answer. And that is one of the things that we at New Beginnings teach all of our young clients. You know, we have classes where they come in, they sit, and we just talk to them. We give role-playing. We give practice interview tests. You know, we find out what some of their weaknesses are, and we strengthen those weaknesses. Another thing is a lot of young adults don't have the patience to do an online application. You know, they get frustrated. They get right in the middle of it. They feel that there's, you know, that this is too much. Once they get done with one page, here's another page, and here's another page. Well, that's going to happen no matter where you go, no matter what organization you apply for. You're going to have to do that because gone are the days of doing the online or doing the paper application.
Everything's paper online. Right.
Yeah, everything's online. And you have to have that focus. You have to have that patience to continue. If it's something that you really want, if you see a job out there that you really want, you're going to stay with that application. You're going to find out what it is that you must do to acquire that job. And this is not just with the young adults. This is with the older adults, especially our 50 and over clients. You know, some of them may not have the good Microsoft Office skills, you know, the MS Words, and we help them along the way. That's why we have computers in our office that they come by, they sit, they do the online applications. If they need help, then someone from our team will assist them. And some of them will have been on a job 20, 25 years. They never needed Microsoft Office skills. They never had to use those. So a lot of young adults are the same way. They just took these classes because they had to in school, but they never use them in the real world. So these are a couple of things that I find is some of the young adults are really having a problem with.
And what types of jobs? Are there jobs other than, you know, I won't name names, but, you know, we do say flipping burgers. Are there jobs besides restaurants that young people are able to get into?
Yes, there are a lot of, well, right now the biggest thing is customer service jobs. That's telephones, you know, being on the phones, answering incoming calls, making outgoing calls. A lot of companies now are, I wouldn't say taking advantage of, but a lot of them are really hitting pretty hard
targeting.
Targeting sales. You know, they want you to come in and sell their product. And there is a lot of companies now that they may not sell anything, but they're doing upsells. You know, you may call in, pay on your bill, and these employees or the telephone operators, they will upsell something, you know, suggest another product to the client. Well, that's what the biggest thing right now that's out there as far as the mass amount of jobs available is phone work, you know, customer service, incoming, outgoing calls. So that's the big thing. And there's several.
So then communication skills are going to be important for the kids today.
Yes, you got to know how to speak well on the phone. You know, you got to have that courteous tone. You have to know how to reply to a difficult question. You know, they do the OJT, the on-job training, yes. But there's sometimes you have to use your common sense on how you're supposed to handle something or reply, respond to something.
Well, Odie, we just have a few short minutes, so in about maybe 1 minute, can you give us like three main tips that you would like to leave parents with, and then also leave them with your contact information?
Yes. Number one, you want to teach your child to dream. You know, you want to do the first steps. That's the first part of career development, which is dreaming. Number two, you want to find out and identify your child's interests. See what it is that how they connect. What could be an appropriate career for them? And also, talk to your child about exploring different careers. There are jobs, and then there's careers. So if anyone would like to get more information about New Beginning, you can give us a call at 314-355-JOBS. That's 314-355-5627. Or you can visit us at 50 Black Jack Court, that's Florissant, Missouri, 63033. And our website, which has thousands of jobs on it, is www.mynubegins.com. That's mynewbeginnings.com.
Well, thank you so much, Odie. I appreciate you being with us tonight. And we wish you well. And just again, thank you for helping to make our one-year anniversary show a special show for our listeners tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. And we are so happy to be a good collaborator with you.
Thank you. Well, we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Remember, as Odie said, one big thing, teach your children to dream and teach them to dream outside of what has become the norm, particularly when we talk about various ethnic groups. We also want to refer you to employment services such as New Beginnings, and then also remember actstudent.org and also the College Board. .com. So you can visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com to find out more information about those resources. We want to remind you that we have our upcoming Missouri Spring College Tour on March the 12th, so please contact me right away for more information and share that information with others. And if you would like to sponsor a group of students to attend, we do have a special group rate. We also, again, thank our sponsors for helping to make tonight's episode possible. We ask for you to join us next week when our topic is, what's love got to do with it? Did you know that there are 15 types of love? Well, we will explore those types of love next week. So we want you to stay tuned and join us next week, same time. And we also pray favor on all the parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success this week. So join us again next Sunday at 6 p.m.